to these fellows, to the moon. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the moon. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy
Fucker.
And Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Fucker.
And Mo is around Down Syndrome, or no, what's that word? Not Down Syndrome, you're not a John Cena fan. What's that word? Tourette Syndrome. It was a syndrome. How you doing?
Hey, fucker, how are ya?
Not too bad. Not too bad. It's the Halloween show.
Great, I'm Mo.
I am in my costume.
Yeah, I was, what the hell are you wearing?
Hmm? It's wrestling. It's a wrestling-related costume.
Number one, anybody who Halloween is for kids. If you're above 10 and you dress up for Halloween, you are a loser. You are an asshole. So you are actually allowed to.
Yeah. So and, you like my costume?
Not really.
Huh.
I'm trying to figure out what the hell your dress does. Did you make this yourself?
I did.
It's homemade.
Homemade.
I see. It's a bodysuit.
Sort of.
Covered in kind of like a pink, and you got fur all over you. I'm going to guess a really, really, you didn't bother spray painting on the muscles, but Giant Gonzalez?
No. No. No.
Okay, go ahead. What is?
Oh, it's wrestling related. You see, I got my fur.
Yeah, so what? Right, I mean, I made a guess.
My pink sweater.
It's good. Fur. I got it.
Yeah.
Fur face.
No,
old Burr's Beefcake gimmick that you did.
That is cool.
That was great. It's fur face. You dress as fur face, but not on your face.
I am not fur face.
Some face. Your fur body?
Yeah, that's what I am. No.
It's wrestling related.
Maybe the pink sweater I'm wearing would.
Oh, a sweater. You're Albert. Prince Albert.
Jason Albert. No.
Jason Albert. Yeah, you're Albert. No, I got it. You're wearing all this fur and your hair and
not
sweater,
Jason
right?
Jason Albert.
Because, like, you could knit that guy.
TNA.
TNA. I was going to say George Steele, maybe, but he was never in TNA.
No.
And you're not George Steele?
No.
TNA. Well, Abyss has that big hairy mop on his head, but, you know, he's not really...
No.
True. Buddy. No, I can't really think of somebody who's...
Fur? Pink sweater? I'm Dixie Carter. I'm a cunt.
And an asshole.
No, just a cunt. If I turn around, maybe. This is my Halloween costume.
Wow.
I have yours, too.
What?
Here.
I told you.
Take it.
What the hell is this? It's a shirt, and it says 5.
Yes.
What do you is this?
It's wrestling related.
Another King Kong Bundy joke?
No, that'd be good, though.
Well, the demand who demands a 5?
5. It's a black shirt with a number 5 on it.
Big E.
No. No. Langston.
No,
no,
just Big E.
No.
It's not him? What is it then?
It's Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose?
You're the number 5th baby face on the brand. Wear it with pride.
It's true. It's damn true.
It's damn true.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's feuding with the number 2 heel on the brand.
Who? Bray Wyatt?
Maybe number 3, maybe, behind Kane? You think it's Rollins, then Kane, and then...
Well, if you don't count Lesnar in that, I guess, it's full-time.
I don't, because he's there, you know, so rarely.
And Rusev, I guess, or your
yeah, so he's feuding with
and Mark
2.
Henry.
Yeah, well, yeah, Mark Henry is number 4.
Yes. Is he?
Technically, think about it.
Well, no, because I would say Rusev is ahead of Henry.
Yeah, but isn't Rusev the number...
3?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Well, Kane's in there, too.
Oh, yeah, Kane.
Kane. And Hunter.
I don't count him.
Well, no one does. But we can't count Ryback. He's a baby face now.
He's a baby face. Yes. He's a baby face. And Curtis Axel?
He doesn't really have a face at this point.
No.
He's faceless.
He's faceless.
I believe he will go back and feud with Tyson Kidd in NXT.
So he's Sin Cara now?
That would be great.
Well, that's what Sin Cara means, faceless in Spanish.
Does it really?
Yes, huh. It does really.
And there are a lot of Spanish people in Minnesota. They pronounce it Minnesota.
Speaking of Spanish, did you hear...
I don't speak Spanish.
Speaking of Spanish,
oh.
Did you hear Tito Santana, your old buddy? Tito Santana has a new job.
Does he?
Yeah. You want to make a guess?
Did they... I'm going to guess that they have... I didn't see a press release for this on TSN or ESPN, but I'm getting to think that they have created the Mexican Football League, the MFL.
No, no. Isn't that what Ventura used to say about him?
Really?
Huh? Or was that Heenan?
That was Ventura.
That was Ventura. What did Heenan say?
Well, Ventura, or Heenan, would have asked if he is going on tour with his sister, Ariba McIntyre.
Oh. No, that's not it. So make another guess.
Is he going back to selling tacos in Tijuana?
No, no. He's now a scientist.
A scientist?
Yeah. Really? He's studying the amoeba.
Huh. So he's like a physicist.
Yeah. Biologist, I think it would be.
Really? Huh. They're about the same, aren't they?
Same thing. seriously, so you're a cunt, huh?
Totally.
Alright, Dixie, let's,
Speaking of which, TNA announced their new TV deal today.
Oh, did they?
They did. They don't have one yet.
Oh, but they did sign Kurt Angle.
They are apparently going to sign Kurt Angle.
Smart, smart move.
Good job, Kurt.
All of you, smart move on all your sides.
Well, for TNA it is, actually. But, I mean, it, yeah. You know who's not, in my notes here, I just wrote, Halloween cunt.
Someday we're going to take a picture of, like, your notes from the different shows.
Yeah.
Just put it up on the site as, like, a blog or something. Just, like, pictures of it.
My thought process preparing for a show. And I've also got...
that's the first time anyone's ever mentioned you and thought process before.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, so what you're going to say?
I was saying, you know who's not coming to TNA?
Oh, who's that?
Is a CM Punk.
No shit.
Also not coming to WWE, despite the fact that his merchandise went back on WWE Shop, and everybody was like, oh shit, fucking merchandise again. Because they pulled it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because he wanted a cut, right?
Yeah, of course he did.
So, they were saying no because you walked out, you're suspended without pay. No, I know, but as they're saying, if you have breached
your
contract.
That means you don't get your downside. Doesn't mean you don't get...
I know.
You're kind of the
well,
video game if you're going to be a major part in marketing and all that.
And evidently lawyers agreed with that.
Yeah,
because obviously. The stuff is he's getting a cut and stuff's back on because everybody can make money.
Well, yeah, exactly. Better to take a portion of something than a portion of nothing.
Exactly.
So, you know, sell it and whatever. As long as people are going to keep buying it, they're probably going to keep buying it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they'll forget about him eventually.
When he goes away, yes.
Yeah, but not as long as AJ keeps wrestling, because every time she wrestles, they do the stupid chant.
Yes, they do.
I hate that.
I know.
We're really smart.
There's a few things, we're really smart. There's a few things the crowd does to prove they're really smart. The CM Punk chant, the You Fucked Up chant, which you don't hear as much anymore.
No.
Thank God. And of course, the worst one is, this is awesome. Quit saying... A 3-star match now gets a this is awesome chant.
I know.
Like,
I know.
And it's given out almost every show.
Yeah.
And enough already.
Yeah.
Enough.
I think the new chant, what we should do, you know how there's like the let's go Cena, Cena sucks?
Yeah.
Like, chant. When someone starts chanting, this is awesome, then someone should be like, that's low standards. That should be
the dual chant. Seriously, like, it's enough already with the, this is awesome. And the, yeah, it's like, because you're not supposed to be commenting on the quality of the work. You're supposed to be enjoying the drama of the match, you assholes.
Yes. Like, you fucks. Hate you all.
Yeah, stop listening.
Daniel Bryan needs a neck, arm surgery. He's actually going to get it. He's, and one...
Tommy John's is what I'm hearing? Is
I that, think it's a Tommy John, yeah.
So that'd be another 9 months plus?
Yeah, another year, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
At first, his first doctor, because you know, he went to, he's, I think, the, whoever this doctor is that's doing it. Now, his original doctor was a team of doctors that was actually on Vogue. Mm-hmm. Because they said, like, when are we going to operate? When am I going to get surgery? And the response was, never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it. And then one would go, oh, no, no, no. But now he's going to get it with a different doctor.
Well, he's going to Mexico so he can get superior health care now.
Yes, yeah. Yes. With Alberto Del Rio. Mm-hmm. Yes.
El Patron. Hmm? El Patron.
Oh.
Alberto Del Patron, or El Patron.
Patron.
Ooh. Obviously, I also speak Spanish.
You know how speaking you spell Patron?
How's that?
Patron.
So, you know, speaking of Spanish, can you tell me something? I thought the... I
can't speak Spanish.
I'm not sure what the Nikki, which is Nicole Bella, and
Garcia.
Nicole Garcia, right? And
right.
Nick and Brie Bella, which is Brianna Garcia. So Garcia, so they're either, what are they, Mexican or Spanish, or what's their actual, is it something like that? It's Latin of some sort, right?
They're Eskimos.
There's some sort of Latin, because I'm not sure, I was just wondering why it is that Nikki is using the Iraq attack as her finisher. Mm-hmm. Seems odd, because she's not from there, is she?
Well, what it is it's an homage, they were trained by Sheikh Adnan LKC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can tell by the curled boot stomp. Yeah.
And the inability to work a real match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, that they learned from Crusher Jerry Blackwell.
Oh.
But the Ayatollah Jerry Blackwell.
That's right.
But, yes.
Yeah, the Iraq attack.
The Iraq attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, Daniel Bryan, I guess, so we're looking at a year. Roman Reigns is definitely ready for the Rumble, apparently. He's definitely there. He's going to be ready for the Rumble. He's going to be having matches against Kane in December, so that might sidetrack his ability to make the Rumble.
Well, yes, he's advertised, but that doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, but it's pretty much, like, yeah. That's what they're...
No, there's no reason for him not to be back by then. That would have been more than 3 months, so...
Yeah, wonderful promo he cut.
It was better.
It definitely was better.
He still stuck it to 2 minutes. I mean, he's not much of a talker.
But,
and I don't really know why they had to do it, but whatever.
You know why they had to do it? Is because John Cena is decrepit and breaking down.
Mm.
So that's the need. John Cena, 25 years later, I guess it will be 25 years later, is Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
And Roman Reigns is the Ultimate Warrior.
Mm. Could be.
And, well, that's what they're doing. They got Vince's... I don't know if you know this about Vince McMahon, but he's stubborn.
And a long-term thinker.
Yes. He
25 years from now, he will probably be
he
there.
He knows what's happening at WrestleMania 55.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's well-known for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Aurora Rose, but still.
But stubborn. He is stubborn.
But stubborn. And he has decided that Roman Reigns is going to take over John Cena.
Mm.
That's the plan. Is that they're going to... Cena's looking towards a little more Hollywood supplement so he can get some parts for the summer. This after Roman Reigns wins the title from Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Cena will be gone, so it will be essentially Roman's show. A la
Cena is going to become what he wanted Hogan to become. He's going to go into the Babe Ruth role.
Yes, yes.
Yes, because he's broken down, he's decrepit.
Yes.
He's only like 12 years younger than Triple H, who's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, Hunter's amazing.
Yeah, true.
So
true.
It's, you know, Hunter can lead anyone to a good match.
Yeah.
Just follow my nose.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's if he's fighting Darren Young, you know, who's Fruit Loops. But I think that's the plan. Is John Cena, I wouldn't be surprised if John Cena's gone for the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's the Roman Reigns show to carry for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
At least. Mm-hmm.
They'll try.
They're going to try. This is what they're trying. We've talked about how he's not the guy.
Not the guy.
But he's their guy. And quite frankly, I think that Hogan Ultimate Warrior example is probably just as accurate.
Well, there's a difference. When they went Hogan to Ultimate Warrior, there wasn't that next option that you could go, well, that guy's clearly the guy, but you're being stubborn. Warrior was the guy to try. You could see
why.
Yeah,
drawn and, yeah.
Whereas Reigns, it's like, he's not the guy to try. Ambrose is the guy to try, and you're being stubborn.
Yes.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think you're right. I can see the analogy. I can see why you're...
Yeah. And I think that there... Yeah, exactly. There was no...
There was no other choice. Whereas here, it's like, you're an idiot for not seeing what's right in front of you.
Yeah.
Whereas there, it was like, okay, let's see what happens with Warrior. He might be the guy.
There was no other guy.
There was nobody else who was, yeah, there wasn't that other guy there.
Babyface
yeah.
on the rise. Really.
No, not yet.
Think of anybody.
Not
all.
Yet. No.
Not yet.
No.
It was, it was Bret Hart and Shawn in the, in the Intercontinental.
Well, Bret Hart at that time, WrestleMania 6, not even. He's, he's a tag man. Yeah. Even at WrestleMania 7. We should watch that, by the way.
We should. We should watch WrestleMania 7. Yeah, he was in the Nasty Boys, right? It wasn't until 8. I mean, well, he was the Intercontinental Champion after...
By SummerSlam of the next year.
By the 91, the Fest, yeah. So we're talking a year and a half later is when Bret Hart...
When he first got it, he wasn't that Rise of Star yet.
No, of course not. I was just trying to think of who they're... Like, you had the Texas Tornado, I guess, would have been your...
And they had those plans for him, but, I mean, it was obvious when he got there.
It was obvious before he got there.
Not to them.
Not to them, but, I mean, to people with, that know the situation, that were tunnel visioned, right?
Yeah. This is the thing about Reigns is, to me, I said it before, I think Reigns is going to have a really good career. He's going to get to the level of Randy Orton.
Yes.
Which is a terrific career.
Superstar babyface Randy
Edge.
Orton.
Edge.
Hall of Famer.
That level, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the same level as The Rock. That's not the same level as Austin.
No.
That's not even the same level as Cena.
Or Cena, yeah.
And... That's where,
Yeah. But I did love Randy Orton's fiery promo on Raw.
It was strange.
He went to anger management classes for real.
For real? It's realsies.
For realsies. Honest, I did.
Not like his other bullshit.
Yeah.
But it is like he came out to...
Where about my wife? My real one.
For a guy who doesn't want to play babyface...
Yeah.
He certainly came out there with I'm going to show these guys how it's done, type attitude, and it seemed much more real. And it's weirdly booked because,
again, that's where Ambrose is the number five babyface. I mean, you got Cena, you got Roman Reigns, you got your Daniel Bryans, you got your Randy Orton's,
yeah,
and then Daniel Bryan now he's not going to be around.
So for now he's number four. He would fall back to number five.
Yeah,
almost like or Daniel Bryan would fall back to number five, one or the other. Right?
I don't think so.
But
Daniel Bryan's probably going to shoot to number two as soon as he comes back.
Well, he over in the same position when they were both baby faces. He overshot Orton last time. But,
absence will make the heart grow fonder, and then he's just as talented.
It's so long before he comes back, if he ever comes back.
That's true. I mean, we don't know how the surgery is going to be. If he comes back, I think it's not like they booked him to be the most over baby face, and he was. So no. I think he can do number two, number three, certainly ahead of Orton.
And I don't know why Orton, I don't understand why they're turning him babyface, considering their lack of depth. We just talked about trying to come up with the heel side, and boy, it doesn't feel star-studded. Babyface side, I don't know why you're turning him. I don't know if it's these vines with the RKO vines that were going on or anything like that.
Yeah, you know what? And those were super popular. Like my brother-in-law asked me about them.
Yeah, they're cool.
People are asking me about them. So, I really think it's, on the heel side, once Mark Henry turned, there was just no room.
Makes sense.
But, here you go. You got, we talked about who the heels now, right? You take away, you can put Lesnar on top, but if he's not there, then you're looking at Seth Rollins as your top
heel.
He's
the number one heel in the company right now.
And they put him in that match with Cena for 25 minutes, basically to see if he could hang. And he could.
Stupid.
But he could.
Okay, fuck them. number one, he's the better worker. Can he hang? He carries John Cena in the match. Number two, John Cena really wants to get his hands on him. God damn it, I've got to get my hands on him. Yeah. I owe this guy.
Yeah.
I'm never going to, oh, I don't get my hands on him. Ambrose gets it. Oh, it's the next night for free? Fuck, finally. And, you know, now you put your number one babyface against your number one heel for free on television.
Yes.
And Cena really, really wanted him and wanted him so bad, and it was a disappointment he doesn't get him. He gets him, and he goes out there and wrestles the heck out of him.
Gosh darn the heck out of him.
Yeah, it was gosh darn wrestling match.
So you had the number one heel against the number one babyface on Raw for free. Let's transition to the WWE Network numbers.
Yeah, fucking idiots. Well, let's actually, do we want to talk Hell in a Cell?
Why?
Good point.
It happened.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose are going to feud now.
Not a bad show, but a lot of people were not too pleased with the finish to the Wyatt and Ambrose thing.
Help me, and Ambrose one, Kenobi. You're my only hope.
And that's the thing is, somehow, some guy in creative went to a concert. Yeah. I can only imagine it was
Tupac or something.
I would have thought Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
Michael Jackson's Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas had that same thing there.
Yeah, so, I mean, they do this hologram thing. I really think their thinking was, this will be so cool, it'll distract people from the
horseshit
finish. But you've had a lot of horseshit finishes lately.
Yes.
A lot.
A lot.
Why is it that your DDP saying a lot now sounds like Shawn Michaels saying a lot?
Because of Stumpy.
we're talking about your penis? Let me tell you,
Stumpy now doing DDP yoga.
That's true. Your penis is now doing DDP yoga?
His downward dog is a little bit to be determined, but he's doing it.
Alright.
But I mean, yeah. So you got coming out of see, and
you
I just,
a lot of these, see, I don't like it. I don't like the supernatural
see,
shit.
I thought it was heckin' the sec. It turns out it's heckin' a sec.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
Really is heckin' a sec.
Even more, I wrote Hell in the Cell, but it's Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know what the fucking show was called.
After all these years, you're still getting it wrong.
It used to be The.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. Uh-oh. Hell in the Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
Hell in the Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
Huh? Who's Helena?
What's that now?
Helena of Troy?
Yeah.
She's in a cell.
She's in a cell.
You know what else is in the cell?
What?
An amoeba!
Yeah, so I hate the supernatural shit.
Yes.
And now I guess that's going to be his gimmick going forward. I hated it when it was fucking Papa Shango.
Well, come on. That goo. Evil goo.
I hated it when it was, what was it, the Black Scorpion?
Well, yes.
I hated it when, I remember years ago, it was 1998, leading into WrestleMania, and they had Kane, and he was doing all the Superman stuff, and Undertaker.
Did the lightning bolts.
Well, that was Undertaker did the lightning bolts to show that he had the powers to combat Kane's powers.
Yes.
And the crowd was going nuts with these lightning bolts, and maybe it was a cool visual
remember
live.
Remember when Taker in 97? At the Buried Alive, too.
Yes. But the Lightning Bolts one is the one that gets me because the crowd went crazy. And I remember sitting there at home going, why the fuck are you cheering this hokey, stupid shit? And maybe it looked cool live, but it's still stupid. Yeah. I've always hated that type of stuff.
And then in...
Coming out from under the ring. All that stuff.
Under the ring. But at least under the ring's under the ring. But I mean, I remember the Yokozuna...
You had to fight through all the little people's court.
Yeah, I know. Midgets. But remember when The Undertaker rose after the casket match?
Yes.
So Bray Wyatt really is becoming the new, taking over that role.
Yeah, and I never, even the blood falling from the ceiling that had magical powers from Vampiro and shit like that.
Vampiro, well, it was like Gangrel first.
Yeah, that's true, Gangrel.
Brood,
but his,
right,
but his didn't incapacitate you.
No, it was just a pain in the ass.
It was just a pain in the ass. You were covered in blood.
Yeah.
Like this incapacitated you. Yeah. Unless you were Vince Russo, then you were fine.
Well, then you're okay. Yeah. But he's a superhero.
Yeah.
So my mother-in-law, by the way, cleaned the house and even this room, and so she got rid of the big gulp of death. But I made sure that she left Forgiven, the Vince Russo story, right beside
if
you.
If I could throw out which one is more garbage, a 6-month-old...
super big gulp.
Super big gulp, or a book written by Vince Russo.
She didn't know.
She didn't know. She threw out the wrong one.
This may shock you. She's never heard of Vince Russo.
Well, obviously, she's going to have a lesson.
Yes.
I can lend her Death of WCW. But, anyway, so what was I going to say?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. No, but I hate this type of hokey shit. Hokey shit.
You do?
I really... And so it never works for me, and it never will.
And that's what it's all about.
Wait, that's Popeye. The Sailor Man.
Yeah.
Lives in a garbage can.
That's Oscar. He's a grouch. And he hangs out with Moe and Mabel. How is Oscar?
Apparently an asshole. Apparently. Or that was Mabel. No, that was Moe. That was Moe.
Moe was an asshole. Yeah,
Moe
really?
Was an asshole.
Huh. How ironic.
Which is the one that ripped off the money from the wife of Mabel.
Yes.
Yeah, that was Moe.
What a wonderful person.
Yeah.
His name is Moe. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Survivor Series is coming up for free.
Yeah.
We'll get into the fact that it's for fucking free in a minute. But a traditional Survivor Series, teams of five will strive to survive. We assume they're five. We don't know.
It could be four. It could be four. I thought they said five, but I'm not sure. So, I mean, if it's the authority on
one
side.
You know why I hope it's four? You know why I hope it's four?
Why?
It's because every time they say four on four, they're going to go four, I'm going to say skin.
Mm-hmm. You probably will.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then it'll be like a China porn. Foreskin on foreskin. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. On a pole?
Yeah.
Foreskin on a pole match.
Foreskin on a pole match. Vince Russo is alive and well.
Yeah.
Is the authority four?
Yeah. If Triple H wrestles.
I don't think he will. I just farted. That's what I think of Triple H wrestling.
I almost passed out here because I swear I started laughing so hard. I just got dizzy and lightheaded and losing oxygen from that.
Just take some deep breaths.
Oh, are you going to save my life again? Oh, I almost passed out right here. See, the thing is, we have a new microphone. We've been having audio problems for the last
couple weeks.
So we're trying a different microphone setup.
Yes.
I was sharing a microphone, desktop type deal.
Uh-huh.
So it used to be in the past, if you did something like that, you could have muted it, and it wouldn't have carried so loud because it was a microphone right by your ear. So this, though, would have been very audible.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is, I literally saw you rise about 3 inches off your chair.
Yeah.
And I stopped because it was obvious what had happened. And I'm thinking, oh, that went out on the air. Of course, decide to let everybody know because nobody knows what the sound of a fart is like. So you have to let them know.
Well, it's not a video podcast. Say bye. It's my job. I'm a broadcast journalist.
Oh my God.
So you got authority.
You don't think Triple H will wrestle?
I think you get Kane's, Rollins, Mercury, and
Noble. Oh, I don't think so.
That'd be great.
Imagine a match
quality.
Well, actually, we probably would go up. You have two great workers, though they'd be portrayed as, you know.
Yeah, stooges.
Stooges, yeah. But I mean, well, actually, one great worker, one pretty good worker.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, by today's standards,
Mercury's probably great. Yeah. They both look like they're still in shape.
Yeah.
But Noble is awesome. But for me, I'm thinking you get Triple H, Seth Rollins, Kane, and Orton. I think Orton turns on Rollins at the end of the match, okay. to see the side winning, and that's his full babyface turn. That this is still part of the, because the thing is, but it is in St. Louis, his hometown, is where Survivor Series is taking place. Oh my God, that still stinks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think though, the fact is too is yeah, you could do that, and maybe you need to do that.
More I just think so. I think that that helps to push the storyline along further for building up the next month until you get to the Rumble.
Well, you know what the buy rate is for Survivor Series? Zero. It's free. The month of November is free on the network.
Not to me. I already own the network, so I have to pay.
Well, yeah, but you're already paying anyway.
Yeah.
But
it's like, I don't know if you're familiar with banks. Do you ever have they also have these they have these promotions like get a free iPad or a free toaster or whatever if you open an account? But those people who've been with you for years, fuck them, they get nothing.
Yeah.
And this is the same plan.
You're richer than you think. But I think that I don't know. Do you pull? I mean, to me, when I saw it on Raw, to me, my leaving Raw, my initial thought was the go home show, final segment. Orton's the fourth guy, or the fifth guy, however they're going to
see,
do this.
Are we going to have, we're not going to have a card layered with these matches.
I think we might.
I don't think so.
Well, I think.
You're going to have a bunch of one-on-ones.
I don't know.
You might have a tag, something with the tag here, or may have a second one, but.
I'm three. It'd be a chick one.
Yeah, probably. There's a good chance to be a chick
there'll
one.
Be a totally maybe of a chick one.
Maybe there'll be another one, but I think you're going to have, definitely going to have, like, I think Roos, I mean. Like Big Show and
well, I think Rusev and Sheamus will be one-on-one.
One-on-one, yeah. And maybe Big Show and Henry, though, they'd be better to tag.
They would be much better if they were on opposing sides. And you know what, you could have a, they were talking about doing a Brie Bella captain team against a Nikki Bella captain team with
Now they're
guys,
thinking,
though.
Yeah, they were, that's right, they were, but now, yeah.
I mean, you could do it that way,
could do it that way, figure something out, but... I mean, yeah, I mean, so who knows? I mean, if the thing is, if you're layered with these type of matches, is all this type, and why not? To me, it'd be great.
We talked about that
yeah,
a month ago almost.
Yeah, I would
right?
love it. And you know, it would be a throwback. And then it's okay if not everybody in that main event is a main event player.
Yes.
Because you kind of spread those guys across the card.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's that's the main event team against that's the main event team, then all the guys theoretically should be top guys in it.
Yeah.
And you can't come up with eight guys who you can sell to people
no.
as top guys.
Yes,
and think about that, because in 1990, you could easily sell 12 or 15 people to people as top guys.
Oh, think
guys.
Of the 92 Rumble and
yeah.
just the 30 guys.
And that's one know. Of the, when we talk about the network,
ooh.
That's one of the things we'll get into later, how, yeah. you know.
they have a network?
Yeah.
But I just look at, you're right, because if you put all those guys, I mean, we talked about it, when the Mega Powers were fighting the DiBiase team, you know, Coco Beware was on their team, and Hillbilly Jim and shit, right?
Well, I mean, the first Survivor Series, I mean, the main event had Hulk Hogan,
yep.
and you had Bam Bam Bigelow,
yes,
and
who they were trying to strap a rocket to, so that made
they
sense.
They were trying to strap a rocket to, Paul Orndorff.
This wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Yeah. Who was on and off again in an upper mid card spot.
Yeah, at that point.
Right,
yeah,
and that in his career.
A year,
and who
yeah.
was the other guy?
Well, there were two other guys.
Was that?
Because it was five. Teams of five.
That's right, yeah.
Five. And you had Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. You had Bam Bam Bigelow, both managed by Oliver Humperdinck.
That's right, yeah.
You had Hogan, of course.
Yeah.
And you had, you were supposed to have superstar Billy Graham.
That's
but,
right.
But the Rock, Don Morocco come in.
Don Morocco, yeah.
For it.
As his baby face turned towards the end.
Yes.
All roided up
top. Well, let me try to do the...
Well, the bad guys was... That was the Heenan family.
Well,
one
was the
Heenan gang
family,
was there.
Though. Yes. No,
had,
it wasn't
main
the Heenan
gang you had was Bundy there?
Yeah.
Andre, obviously.
Andre. Ravishing Rick Rude.
He was the one skinnier guy.
Who was feuding with Orndorff, no. And the Natural, Butch Reed.
Oh, that's right. It was the Natural Butchery.
Ken
right.
Patera, I believe, was the
it
other.
It was Ken Patera, yes.
Fifth guy. So, that's...
It's not loaded with... Of course, Hulk Hogan has so much star...
Well, this was sold as the first meeting of Hogan and Andre since WrestleMania 3. That's how the Survivor
Plus, Hogan
started.
Had so much star power that it, you know, was a little
yes.
different. But,
not,
but it's not loaded. But
ironically,
that,
not Starcade power.
No. But he had so much... But he had... Or Stardust. But... He had so much star power. But then again, you look at it, and then you had the Intercontinental one, which the Intercontinental team was amazing.
Yes.
It was Brutus Beefcake. It was Ricky Steamboat. It was Randy Savage. It was...
The Blue Blazer.
No, it was Jake was Roberts. Was it Jake Roberts?
Jake Roberts, yeah. And it was the Ultimate Warrior, no?
No, it wasn't.
Not yet?
It was a good worker. It was Hacksaw.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was a good worker, yeah.
Well, Hacksaw was before he got to the WWF, ironically.
It's true.
And you know, on the other side was Honky Tonk Man, Ron Bass.
Danny Davis.
Was it?
I believe so. I believe it was Dangerous Danny Davis.
Really?
Ron Bass, Honky Tonk Man. Was Greg the Hammer Valentine
That's
on
right.
that team? And who would have been the other one? Was Bad News Brown on that team that walked out on his team? Or was that the next year?
I think that was the next year.
Those two of the 88 and 89s run together. And
the point is, though, I mean, if you look at that one, guys who would be considered top guys, Randy Savage, Jake Roberts, Ricky Steamboat, you know, to some degree, Valentine, you know, like, it was very much, and then you had the tag team one. So, and the tag team.
Oh, tag team was tremendous.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs, and you had the winners of it all, the one team that survived. The two teams have survived, actually, didn't they?
I believe so.
It was the Killer Bees and the...
Killer Bees!
Roma and...
The
Young Stallions were the surprise, and then that was the end of their push. But, I mean, but you also had...
You had
Demolition, you had Powers of Pain. Were Powers of Pain the next year?
The next year.
Yeah. But you had Demolition, you had Strike Force.
Oh, King Harley Race, Hercules, Honky Tonk, Danny Davis, and Ron Bass.
There you go.
You had Killer Bees, Young Stallions, Strike Force, Bulldogs, and Rougeos against Valentine and Bravo, Demolition, Heart Foundation, the Islanders, and the Bolsheviks.
See?
There you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, the point is, though, I mean, we're talking about how it's like, if you take away the main event and then you go to the other ones, the amount of guys that people saw as top guys there is
also
enough that you could have easily made two 10-man teams of top guys and people would have bought it. Whereas nowadays, you can't. Just showing the difference.
I should also know.
In a really, really long about, we took the extra steps to get to that point.
Four.
In fact, most people probably forgot that's what the point was. We took four extra steps, I think.
What was the point?
Four extra steps.
Skin?
Langston?
Langston. Before we get to the network, which I think is going to be kind of our main event.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about Steen's new name?
Yes, I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
His son is named Owen, already after Owen Hart. And if you had any more reason to love Kevin Steen, how about he's Kevin Owens. I'm sure he had some influence in that. That's great.
Yeah.
Fight Owens, fight. I love it.
Yes, exactly. That's
so
awesome.
Great.
That is awesome.
So great. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously the network. I don't think we need to talk any more about Survivor Series. We do have to talk about Billy Jack Haynes. We've got to talk about Alberto Del Rio. And then you got the main event still. So how do you want to go about this?
What about Bob Geigel? We're talking about Bob Geigel.
Go ahead.
He was the NWA
president.
He's dead.
He's 87. He was 87 years old.
97. 90. He lived to 90.
He's 90.
90.
97.
But that was a great year. Bob Geigel. Kansas City territory was what he had. He was, he was the NWA president for quite a while.
Yes.
Notorious for being cheap.
Yeah.
You go to Kansas City, and you will not get paid.
No.
It's this transition style, Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, it does.
But that was his, essentially, that was his legacy, I guess.
Well, the other thing you have to keep in mind is he was in charge for a long time.
Yes.
Harley Race, where's he from?
Yes, exactly.
And so Harley Race, I mean, being the NWA champion seven times back in the day and being in charge, a lot of that was because he was Geigel's guy.
Well, no, I think a lot of it is because that was more Harley to Geigel, keeping the title. Because
I will keep the title.
Because Geigel, as soon as Geigel would take the title from him, you know what Harley threatened to do? He said, I'll move.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I mean, one of the things about Harley was he was a legitimately tough guy, so that he could always get the belt back and nobody could take him from it.
How do you know?
Huh? What?
How do you know?
I've talked to Harley a little.
You didn't talk to Harley.
I know, I did.
You think you talked to Harley? You didn't talk.
No, we used to travel.
Don't know Harley.
But
you don't know Harley.
I worked with him for a while.
Did not work with Harley.
I did.
You think you worked with Harley? You did not work with Harley. So, thoughts and prayers to the family of Bob Geigel. The 90 years old is
or our thoughts and well wishes, since, you know, praying would be a waste of time.
True. Since it's already happened.
warmest wishes and our thoughts.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. 90 years old, though, a full life, so, I mean, you can't...
Oh, we all know I'm not making it to 90.
No. Surprised you made it to 19.
Yeah, exactly.
What else do we want to talk about? Billy Jerk Haynes?
Billy Jerk Haynes and Alberto Del Rio.
Right, let's start with Billy Jerk.
Okay.
He's suing WWF for damages, emotional damages for Billy Jack Haynes, being called Billy Jerk Haynes.
I don't think that's the lawsuit.
That's how I understand the lawsuit to be.
No, I don't.
Nope.
I don't think that's right.
So what is this lawsuit then?
Well, he's suing them before brain damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt he has some.
I'm grappling with the fact that he has a brain.
The idea, you'll remember there was a lawsuit with the NFL, and they settled with, it was like 765 players.
And NHL as well.
It was like $465 million. I think the NHL one is still ongoing, isn't it?
It didn't have
as many people.
No.
But the idea is basically they're saying that, you know, these people, a lot of people have dementia and other different health issues, and it's because of, negligence on your part.
I understand now, the next guy to join Billy Jack Haynes is actually Damien Dementia.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Now, what was I saying?
I don't know. I lost interest, so I made a wisecrack.
So you farted, huh?
Not yet. Soon. But, I don't know. When you look at the NFL lawsuit, and the NHL lawsuit that's still ongoing, it's going to be interesting with this WWF lawsuit because, I mean, I don't know as much about the NFL, the older NFL players, but I mean the older NHL players, I certainly do, and like it's a lot of jobbers that are in this class action suit, really. I mean, so like,
but
like,
they, but
Wayne Gretzky is not joining this lawsuit.
No,
you know what I mean. So what you will see is, I mean, if you're Ravens and you're Mike Sanders. And that level.
The same guys who seem to have a grudge from before.
With the Canyon.
Which is one of the things about Billy Jack Haynes, is he seems to have a grudge from a long time ago. And he seems, and that's been, for a long time, he's been saying a lot of things that are, you know.
Well, Billy Jack Haynes is a sick individual, let's be honest. I mean, he did. He was like a drug runner, pusher, using himself. He's a guy
He was beat up, and I think he was stabbed in the face. I think his eye broke or something like that. He was beat up because what happened was he thought he was running a marijuana, and when he found out it was cocaine, it's not that he objected; it's that he wanted a bigger cut.
Yes.
And like
that's the type of individual you're dealing with.
But I mean, this is the same something that you talked about in the shoot interview. You talked about, I think, about killing somebody, or certainly the abuse from his father, sexual abuse, all sorts of sick stuff.
Fucked up thing fucked to say about the, Benoit, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he accused Vince McMahon of being Daniel's dad.
Instead
of Benoit. Like he's a messed up guy.
Yeah.
And messed up in the head, and of course that leads to a lawsuit then going, well, yeah, look, he's messed up in the head from what he did.
Right.
You know, and of course he was only there like 16, 18 months in that range.
Billy Jack, you mentioned that your father touched you? Yeah, that's right. No further questions, Your Honor.
And, you know, man, when I first saw him, like, he was the perfect WWE babyface looks-wise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had a great
charisma, look, just everything. Like, he couldn't work at all, but who cared? He was, he should have been what Boyer, in fact, he was groomed when he first came in to be what Boyer became.
Yeah, feuded with Hercules.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he also apparently was a pretty good heel when he wanted to be a
that was his,
I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's such a good babyface.
But that was his peak.
Yeah.
Right? It's a feud with Hercules, a battle of the full Nelson.
Yeah.
That was his peak. And then he started him, they were going to put him and Ken Patera as an Oregon tag team against, you know, they did it briefly against Demolition.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it.
You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's a troubled guy, but he's not a good guy.
No.
I mean, all the things, like, I know that Sean O'Hare was a troubled guy, and yet when it was time he passed away, I didn't have really good things to say about him. There's a lot of parallels between these two people.
There are, actually, yeah.
A ton.
Yeah.
You know, he's also done boxing and street fights, and just, he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all that hurts. Now, that's, and some of the reasons that the NFL lost their lawsuit was not certainly, the same points can't be made in this lawsuit.
Right.
Now, is there merit to this? Absolutely.
There is some merit.
There's no question.
Yes.
There's merit to this.
Yes.
If you had the right people stepping up,
yeah,
and you had the right people and the right lawyers, could this go? And should the guys probably get something? Yeah. On the other hand, you're not going to get enough. Too many are under Legends contract. Too many people, like it's just.
Wow.
I mean, a guy like Billy Jack Haynes is probably going to in the end hurt your case instead of help it. They need other people to come on. It's
well, here's the thing is, I mean, the lawsuit is being started by Billy Jack Haynes. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing is if you join this lawsuit, you're joining up with this whack job.
Yeah.
It's not like, say, Raven started it and like 15 other guys joined him and then Billy Jack Haynes joined him, right, to do it. It's that if you go, this is Jack Haynes' lawsuit,
yes,
is what you're joining. It's, you know, it's not that he's a part of it. It's his thing. So that's going to hurt it. I think that's going to, I think that's what's going to keep it from really even getting off the ground.
I don't think it will ever get off the ground. And like I say, I think the problem is, like I say, really, they should, like there's merit to this. I think a lot of white people should, and there's absolutely no doubt there was a lot of negligence. There was a lot of ignorance then, too. Then that's not necessarily their fault, but there was a lot of negligence. And it's not just about the negligence.
Negligence.
And negligee?
Yeah, that came later. Mae Young.
But there is, and
you know
no
who may actually join because of brain damage? Her son, The Hand.
Could be.
Just never had a chance.
No.
But he's all grown up now. It's good. Yeah. You know, he's healthy. He looks healthy.
How do you think he masturbates? Is it just a giant hand?
I don't know. But what do you think a job is to him?
I was going to ask what's it like to fuck him. You know what? Brett screwed Brett.
Yeah.
The hand?
Hand screwed hand.
Job
he's actually,
hand.
You know what? And he might join the lawsuit because he's just the same type of shady character as Jerk Haynes because, I mean, he's killed someone.
Yeah.
He claims that he was just fisting them.
Mm.
But.
Mm. You know. Well, yeah. It was rectal bleeding.
Rectal bleeding. In fact, I think that's what we should refer to this lawsuit as from now on. This is the rectal bleeding lawsuit.
Well, that's it. Again, back to the lawsuit. Yeah, it probably never gets off the ground. And it's too bad because I have, like I said, there's no question that,
yeah,
that. But it also goes a lot into. I mean, there's things in this lawsuit, like it goes into, obviously, the drug use and the steroid use. And they should really, I mean, the NFL didn't get into that. I mean, I'm sure there's guys who could have, but they didn't. Stick to the brain injury issue. And when you're sitting there and he is doing things like this lawsuit alleges that the reason Benoit isn't on TV is because they're trying to hide the fact that his brain was so damaged.
Well,
It's like, no,
he is on TV.
Well, he's not. He's essentially erased from history, right?
Sort of, but I mean, he's on all those nitros.
Well, it has to be.
It doesn't have to be.
Nah.
You could get rid of most of them. Nah. You could cut. His matches are on. Yeah. Like, I've watched almost all 100 Nitros. I bet you I haven't watched 95
You didn't know 10 minutes. You don't know 5, 10 minutes to change your lineup in your fantasy football league.
Priorities, sir. Priorities.
Like you.
But I think I've watched all 95 Nitros. I've seen, like, three Eddie Guerrero-Chris Benoit matches.
Mm-hmm.
One of which was good. But one didn't have enough time. The other one was they were selling a story. But this was great. This one, the episode like 87 or something. Okay. But
what's your point?
Anyway, my point is he's there and he's on.
No, but the thing is they're legending that it's not because of.
Here's the
it's
thing.
Not because he there because they don't want. It's because of the crime he committed. Is
yes.
why he's not on TV.
Yo.
The what came out about his brain and the Sports Legacy Institute and all that shit. Happened much later.
Yes.
So, you know, and the WWE at this point has a good relationship with the Sports Legacy Institute.
They do.
So, Billy Jurkhanes, this is, like I say, it's too bad. And could another one get going someday with somebody? Maybe.
Again,
the people that you need are probably never
going
to do
here's
this.
Ultimately what's going
too many
to,
under legend I mean, contracts
but
they don't
well, that, but here's the other part about it and this is very easy like I can already I'm not even a fucking lawyer and I want to take this case because I can plug like 75 holes in it and shoot it out the back and make $100,000. It's how many of these guys especially in 80 let's say this whole thing started like 86 when
yeah.
Jack Haynes come in right everybody that's the national expansion so Billy Jack Haynes was wrestling in Oregon for what, 5-6 years before that?
Yeah.
Taking what? No punishment?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
All of these guys, the Junkyard Dog came from here.
I think about 3 years.
This
before,
guy came
yeah.
from here.
Yeah.
This guy, that's what the national expansion was. It wasn't that WWF had any homegrown guys. They were just plucking them
yeah.
from there. There were a few, like your Chico Santanas and
I don't think that that matters at all, to be honest with you.
But that's not on WWF. They were, that you could. All you need is some sort of, you know, doubt in here to be able to prove one
no,
way.
No, I completely disagree on this one.
You could be
not that there isn't a lot of things.
Got there.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't matter. Because
that's what you can
if
show.
If he's there for 6 months and suffers 3 or 4 concussions and can prove it and is
yes.
supposed to...
Can prove it.
Can in any way prove it. Any way.
Not
prove
in any way.
No, if you can prove it...
Conclusively
prove any,
it. You have to conclusively prove it. You do.
No, you just have
how
to create,
do
you
it?
Just have to create the doubt that they negligent.
No,
negligent.
They have to create the doubt. That's the whole thing, and you're not going to be able to. That's the thing. There's too much muddied water to be able to like. They're creating doubt of negligence. They're creating doubt of did this happen? And at the end, it's just going
to
be like, you know what? Nobody.
But
can,
that's it.
Nobody
though,
can
say
fucking
that,
prove anything.
To say that he's messed up before he got there, it doesn't matter. All that matters is. Did he work, or was he?
See, but
were they negligent in allowing a performer who had damage during or after a match to go on?
Yes,
and they did, and that's enough. And it doesn't matter what else happened. That is all that matters, even if it was 1 month that he was there.
But when you look,
if it's Conan and you're there for 2 weeks before Paul Diamond takes over your gimmick. It doesn't matter.
But speaking of Conan, I mean, it's not with the NFL suit, right? It's really, I mean, there isn't like a Mexican Football League, an MFL that you can
well,
go.
Well, there is now.
But
he's
there
like
is now.
Starting it now.
I know he's starting it now, but there wasn't then. And it's not like, you know.
It's his other new job.
Yeah, but I mean.
He's a commissioner. He's old.
You have your whole professional career.
Oh, a dick
maybe outside of the CFL a little bit, but for some. But you have your whole professional career in the NFL. And with WWF in 1986, 87,
doesn't matter.
You don't have your whole professional career there.
Like I said, I think there's a lot of holes in it.
I see
I don't
the
think
point.
That
I see the point that I could see the point that you all you have to do is prove that it's there. There's enough television things to say.
Undertaker suffered a concussion against Brock Lesnar.
Right.
They didn't stop the match. They should have right away.
Yeah.
Technically, you know, like that's enough. Like
yeah.
so, that's all it takes.
Yeah, but again, it's a little bit different now to point that out than it was. I mean, it's just
yeah,
a different, you
it
know
is,
what I mean?
But there's no question that they, I mean, people, they would work through it. And yes, like I say.
You have to find it. You have to find
but there's
it.
A, but the point is,
it.
There is enough merit, but the point is that their merit, this case will never get off the ground because of all the other bullshit behind it.
Yes.
And there is enough merit. If this was put together in the right way,
well,
what you're talking about here wouldn't keep it.
It's
wouldn't
credibility.
Keep it from happening. But exactly, it is credibility. But it would need You'd need the major stars. You'd need a lot of them.
I don't even think you need
evidence.
You don't even need the major stars. But, I mean, I think you would have enough. And, again, it takes money to
get the money. You need good lawyers.
Yeah, it takes the money to get the money. And, I mean, it's...
I'm going to have some more Coke Zero.
There you go. But, I mean, you would need some major...
Calorie-free.
You'd need enough major guys, right? I mean... And there just isn't going to be because the major guys are like you said, are under Legends deals. I mean, even fucking Lex Luger's under a Legends deal,
no,
right?
No, exactly. It's just never going to happen.
No, it'll never get off the ground, right?
You know, could it? I mean, if you have X-Pac and guys like that, I mean, there's no question anybody would look at them and go, yeah, you're messed up. Like,
yeah. Scott Hall. I mean,
Scott Hall, like, there's no question.
You know,
these guys worked through and did
Jake.
The WWE push them? Yeah, so you push them by being independent contractors and saying you're not getting paid or you're getting paid 50% if you're out and you have to go back and work.
Yeah.
Hurt. Like it, and they did it and they knew that it was damaged and they people knew that you shouldn't take chair shots to the head, but they did it anyways. You know, like it's not, this is not.
Oh, I don't know that they knew.
They knew.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. So, I mean, again, it should work. It won't. And I don't think it ever will work because I don't think you'll ever get all the egos together, egos put aside in order to... The same thing, reason there's no... Let's transition this to Alberto Del Rio. One of the things Alberto Del Rio talks about in Fighting Spirit Magazine, which is about to come out here, and you have a picture you want to show me. What the heck
is Granny.
This? Oh, my God. Granny and who else? Oh, that's
Brian and Whitney, and I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'd fuck her.
Yeah, yeah, you would. What? You mean Granny, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But anyway,
Alberto Del Rio?
Alberto Del Rio, one of the things he talks about is that.
El Petron.
He talks about the pay. He said that this is. He said that like some of the guys would show up, do a main event match, do a dark match, do a match on Raw.
Yeah.
And. Do three matches and get $500. And yeah. The young guys, they have no place else to go, and that's you do that a few times a week, and
well,
you pay out just enough money.
Do that.
No, he would complain because he would be high enough up in the card, and then he would get money after. He's one of the ones
yeah,
who was
but,
able to. But
the thing was, is he would get like $1,500
yeah.
for that. But what they don't see, that was in pesos.
Yeah.
See? So, like, it's about the same.
By the way, he's also apparently going to be in the Mexican Football League. Did you hear?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Shutting down his taco sign first.
Huh. Only on Sundays.
Yeah.
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 But and after his nap.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, a siesta.
Mm-hmm. What about your siesta?
It's a good car.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Hyundai. I still like my Hideki Itami.
That's an Hideki Itami 64, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
I adore.
The graphics are spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah.
3-bit.
The Hideki Itami 64.
64.
It's 3-bit.
You know, I don't know what a bit even is.
All right, so, but yeah, he's talking
Del Rio,
about how the
yes.
guys get are not getting paid very well.
No.
And, you know, and like I say, he would complain, and he might get a bigger paycheck, because he was at least high enough up in the card to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the guys are not happy about it, but he talked about how at the Royal Rumble, how he got barely paid anything for that match where he was headlining against Big Show. And so this is before the network that he's talking about. Like, these lack of payouts and all the
I'm
problems.
Sorry, that match he was headlining against the Big Show?
It was a semi-main event.
You know that semi-main event is the second from the top and not the second match on the show?
Actually, I think it was the first match on the show,
It may have been. No, I think the first match on the show was the Road Scholars against Team Hell No.
Maybe. Either way. The point is that he's saying that the payouts have been shipped for a long time.
Yeah.
Long before this network, and now we know the payouts are down even lower. And that the younger guys, they're not happy, but they have no place else to go, so they're not going to complain. And a lot of guys, the upper guys, some of the very, very top guys are taken care of.
Yes.
And that a lot of the other guys aren't. And he talks about how, like, Mystico, you know, or Sin Cara, the original Sin Cara, makes more money in Mexico. He even said to them, I made more money in Mexico before I came here. And it was true at some point. that he could make more working in small towns in Mexico because the payouts were so amazingly bad.
Yeah.
And all this comes back to, again, to the same thing for me. We talk about how you're never going to get this. It's like you listen to this stuff and you go, man, they need a union. But you're never going to get those guys at the top who are taken care of to stop thinking about themselves enough.
Right.
To get everybody on board, because you can't have any dissenter.
Oh, they are so far away from a union. They were close in 80. They're way closer.
Yeah, well,
till Hogan
fucked it up.
Yeah.
Again, thinking about himself.
Right.
Not thinking about everybody.
That's right.
And if they thought about everybody, they could. But, I mean, Randy Orton doesn't give a fuck that Heath Slater gets hardly any money.
No.
Because he's making a really good living.
Yes.
So, and he's not going to give that up for Heath Slater. He's just not.
No.
And this is the same.
Or Titus O'Neil.
Yeah. And so this is kind of the same thing, though, as the, just tying it into the lawsuit. It's the same idea. It's like you have all these people who are under some sort of Legends contract, and they're able to go to shows and promote themselves as Hall of Famer. And there's enough benefit for them. They're not going to give up what they get in order to go into a lawsuit and help out the other guys who need it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just never going to happen. You're never going to get... Wrestling is about these people are used to competing for their spots. They're used to protecting their spots.
Yeah.
Their liver spots, their dog spots, all of it.
My spot.
So you're never going to get enough people coming together in the right way, doing it in order to get anything going, whether it be a union or a lawsuit or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Del Rio also talks about how much racism there was.
Mm.
He talks about how many times there was racist jokes about Mexicans and also other people of other minorities.
It's disgusting. Well, for a company that size, to be doing... Like, I mean, that's the whole reason that guy got... I mean, he's canned now.
He's canned now, but the thing is, he's canned because he's lower. Del Rio says that it's people in major positions. People that he couldn't
afford.
And that's exactly it. He said, so a person like this, he could complain about. He could go to a human resources. He could do something. Or he could confront them. But when it's somebody who's really, really high up in the company, and they're making these type of comments or jokes, he can't say anything.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Didn't Hunter have a WrestleMania program against those people?
Yes, they did.
Oh, yeah.
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 So that's...
those people over there.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's... Do I think that's probably still the case, despite the fact that they try and be more corporate? Absolutely. You know? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
Let me see if I can find some of the exact quotes here, but you go ahead with what you think. I mean, it that should take you a while.
Me no likey. Okay, your turn.
Okay,
No, I mean, it's one of those things where...
One of the persons who was one of these higher-ups gave him a call and apologized. Apparently, when he was let go, told him, you know, hey, just calm down. Wait till this cools over. Del Rio said, wait till this cooled over. You don't rehire me. I'm never calming down, and I'm never coming back. You don't do it right away.
Yeah, that was Hunter.
And he was
talking to Hunter.
Well, this person also said to him, I'm really, really sorry. The Lord, those people like this guy, Barbary.
Yeah.
Was it Barbary? Is that his name?
Yeah, Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah. This guy who made this stuff that Del Rio slapped, he said, basically, guys like that, they hear me making these jokes, and they think it's okay for them to make it.
Yeah.
Well, no shit, dummy!
Yeah, those jokes are reserved. Racism is reserved for, like, Hunter.
Yeah, racism is reserved for Hunter and, Doc Hendricks.
That guy didn't know that.
Vince.
He didn't know that?
Yeah, it's not for, you know, just because you hear that.
What is he, Irish?
Do as I say, not as I do.
That's right.
All right, the network. We're going to get into this.
Speaking of which, did you hear about the WWE Scholarship Award winners?
Maria Kanellis.
Yeah, Maria.
And Paul Burchill.
Yes.
And Michael Thompson.
Yeah, Michael Thompson.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, you heard about them, then.
Nope. Do they do DDP yoga?
Paul Burchill does DDP yoga. Needs it to walk the plank. That's it. So, let's go to the network. The net effing work. Let's make this the main event of the program is the net fucking work.
Yeah.
So now,
did TNA get a new deal, did you say?
Let me check. Nope.
But it's imminent.
It is. That's where that's why I know Vince Russo is still involved in TNA, because they're saying the television deal is impotent.
Viagra on a pole.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Not Judy Bagwell on a pole.
Both good on a pole. If you're going to fuck Judy Bagwell, you will need some Viagra. You're not going to be able to perform that just looking at her.
She was on a program. All right. So let's talk about the good news about the network, about how they added 286,000 subscribers.
That kind of growth. They're finally going to make some serious money.
They are, because you know why? they've added 286,000.
You opened up 170 countries. You have that great promotion in Canada where you're on regular TV, and that's super successful.
Well,
and of course, you almost had 300,000 people. That's a shitload.
They
did great. They're in great shape now, finally.
They added... they were in 170.
I had said that they were going to be at 825 to 840, and you said about 775.
I think I said 775.
But they added 280, what was it, 286?
286,000.
Whoa.
Not 286.
From 667.
286,000.
They were 667, yes. Added to
286,000. And they're in 170 countries, okay?
Yeah.
70 of them have internet access.
Yeah.
So.
That many?
That's going to be, well. By the end of the year.
High speed, though?
No, it's that dial-up thing. You know that thing?
Good enough.
Yeah.
Well, if you're watching shows from 1996, those will stream at a fine speed if you're using dial-up.
Right.
If you're watching something modern, you need a high-speed internet. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Because you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then what happened is they lost 255,000 people. Yeah, there were 255,000 cancellations.
What's that now?
Cancellations.
Huh?
255,000.
Can't do it. They're up for 6 months. You can't.
They're locked
in.
No, but they don't.
Can't do that.
Actually, you know what? A lot of these people would be the people that order a network up at the get-go and wouldn't have even known about the fact that you could cancel at any time.
Huh.
And their 6 months went up and they didn't renew.
But it can't be that you lost that many because you opened up all these markets.
Yeah. No,
it's
true.
You were just America before. 667,000 in America.
Yeah.
It was only Americans.
Yeah.
Only
in America.
Yeah, no, and now you open up, so that must be a typo.
No. It's true.
But that's 34,000?
There are 703,000 subscriptions listed as domestic, and 28,000 listed as international.
Currently?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Because of people like me, who live in, like, Calgary, Texas.
Yes.
So I'm listed as an American.
Yeah. So 28,000. So that's what, 4% increase?
About that.
Yeah, so about that. So that's 711, and from what I understand...
Oh, thank heaven.
Probably slightly higher than the actual number.
So 731,000. Not 711.
Okay, 731. But that's technically, from what
I
understand...
Give them some credit.
That's a little higher than the actual number, though. Because there would be cancellations
today,
since then.
Yeah, probably is. Yeah,
so that's higher.
But there could have been additions since then. Seriously, though.
Come on now.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
But no, this was as of, I think, I'm trying to remember what when the quarter ends, to be honest. It was at the end of September.
Yeah.
So now we're at the end of October. So there probably were some cancellations with this shitty booking.
So this quarter, how much did they lose?
What do you mean? Money-wise?
Yeah.
They lose $5 million, $5.9
million. $5.9 million. So let's just say six.
Say $6 million.
So you lose, that would be over the course of a year, $24 million.
What?
And if you lose $24 million over the course of a year.
6 times 12 is 24?
Well, 6 times 4.
Oh, for the quarter, I see.
Yeah, so for the course of a year, that would be $24 million. So if you lose $24 million in WWE and you had all this money in the coffers, how long will they be in business for?
6 billion years. Yes, and they were actually expecting to lose like $14 million or something, is what the...
they had all those cuts that they did.
Yeah.
There's not much left they can cut. They pretty much got rid of everything.
Let's not say that. I mean... There are. I mean, it's not a lot, literally, to cut, but you could cut like Hornswoggle and Torito. They're probably
yeah, but that's only one person.
They're
yeah,
probably making
together.
Half as much, but still. I mean, you talk about these guys, these Mark Eatons and these Justin Robertses and stuff like that. You know that are, you know, they're coming. They're gone because they just, you know, they.
Well, and then you can go and hire an Arter account from the Score. Replace them cheaper. Mm-hmm. You know, do they need those people? Sure.
Exactly.
Cheaper.
Oh, yeah, like Tom Phillips and all these guys. I mean, absolutely. And they, I mean, they've done some good, you know, developmental
so they can,
so.
Yes, so they probably can then cut that down. But to get to the point where you're not going to be losing every quarter, they're a long ways away.
They are now. They're,
are they going to go up during 1 or 2 months of the year when they have something hot for
maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's because, number one, they're so convinced that if you would just try this fucking thing, and you know what, $9.99 is too much. Get it for free. This month you can get it for free. The network, free.
For November.
Free for
free.
November.
You can watch the Survivor Series at no cost.
Yeah, coming up, free, 30 days. So all of November, free. They're so convinced if you just try this shit,
yeah.
You will never leave. And let me tell you, those 260,000 people who left are proof that that is true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you can net 31,000 people, like, that's just...
Your turnover rate is... Your retention rate proves that...
Your
that
turnover rate is like 100%.
The only problem is the people haven't tried it.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not liking it when they're there.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
And that's the issue that I have with it. Like... Who couldn't like this thing?
So they're getting rid of the $12.99. And they're going to $9.99, and now you can order for 1 month.
I got an email saying that, good news. Yeah, good news. It's $9.99 now, and you don't have a 6 month commitment. You could just cancel it whenever you want. That's literally what the email said. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Now you can cancel whenever you like.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I know you were thinking about you needed it for 6 months. You don't. So, if you want to cancel, you know what? Why don't I just fill most of this form out here for you, and I'll email it to you. All you got to do is click, yes, I want to cancel. Let me just send that to you. If I don't hear back from you tomorrow, I'll send it again the next day.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I don't hear from you after the third day, I'm just going to go ahead and cancel it for you because I know that's what you want.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sorry.
Here's what you can do. I'm going to send them a letter, and I'll let them know then. What you can do then is you can cancel it for me for the months of September through December.
Yes.
The month of February, yeah, go ahead and cancel that one.
Yeah.
March, cancel that now too. March is now where Mania is. Isn't March 31st this year?
I believe it's, somewhere in March there.
Yeah. So leaving
but,
March.
But we'll be there.
After March, between...
We're going to be there, though.
So I you can give me the network on the months of August, June, no, July. August, July.
July, and I'd even like December and...
Nope.
January
and March. Those 4 months of the year, feel free and bill me. The rest of the time, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
If you could put that on your schedule so you know which months I give a fuck about what you're doing, or you have something that might vaguely interest me, being Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, and WrestleMania, that's it.
Yeah.
I might get interested. You know, of course, the main event, they've changed the name. They got rid of Elimination Chamber. They've got as the event in February. Now
really?
it's going to be called Fastlane, which is of course means that it's very exciting that they're finally pushing into the moon. That means Speed Force, of course, will be the main event.
Speed Force.
Seriously, Fastlane.
Really?
That's what it's called. You hadn't heard this?
I had not heard this.
I'm not bullshitting you. They've gotten rid of the Elimination Chamber. They're moving it to probably June.
Wow.
So it goes back-to-back with Money in the Bank, hoping that they can have two strong months there leading into SummerSlam. And it's now called... But the best name they could come up with was WWE...
Wow, that...
Fastlane.
That fucking battleground over the limit... There was a couple.
Capital Punishment.
Capital Punishment. There was a few.
Yeah, they're shitty. This is worse than all those.
I don't think that's worse than Capital Punishment.
Fastlane?
What
the fuck does that mean? Capital Punishment at least is something. What's a Fastlane?
That's where you go really fast. That's where, you know what Fastlane is? Fastlane is, if you don't watch...
What is it you do in the Fastlane?
You go really fast.
Fuck. How did I not figure that out?
But you know what Fastlane could lead to, if you're not careful?
What's that?
Crash TV.
The Speed Force will be the main event. They have to be, right?
They have to be. It's tailor-made for them. Yeah. And I mean, there's three of them, so then you could have the other three...
So you're saying that Terry Taylor is going to join Speed Force? The tailor-made man?
I don't know. He's a rooster.
He'll be the rooster.
He'll be the rooster. The rooster-made man.
The rooster-made man.
The rooster-made man.
It's a great gimmick.
I think...
You remember it, right? You remember it? It's a great gimmick.
It's great.
We're going to have Hal Snow on this show yeah. someday.
Yes, because
he's so smart.
What was Hulk Hogan was like? Or no, that was like the best worked match.
Yeah. Oh yeah. WrestleMania 3. That was the best worked match. What was the best worked match, Addy? What was the best worked match of WrestleMania 3?
Well, that was Savage.
Wrong. See, I knew he'd fucking say that, but that's not the best work.
Yeah.
Was that how many people went to see that match? Yeah. How many people? 93,173 people yeah. went to see Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, right?
No, hype.
93,000 people went to see that match. Nobody went to see that Savage. It didn't draw any money. What drew the money? That's the best match.
93,000.
No, maybe. We wouldn't even be of a business to talk about, you and me today. Right. We wouldn't even have a business, Addy, to talk about
right.
if it wasn't for that match.
First
and
time
And that WrestleMania 3, and if it wasn't for that match. So, no, you fucking idiot. This is not that Savage and Steamboat. That's not a good match. That was match didn't mean anything. It was a good match, but who cares?
Yeah.
The best match
uh-huh.
was the main event because it was Hogan and Andre, and that's what drew the house. So that's your best match.
That's the best match.
That's how you, yeah.
That's how you tell.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, that is how you tell. You don't tell, you don't have a guy like a Meltzer. You don't have a Dave Meltzer. Like, how many people, that's the guy, he's the greatest worker, and I mean this as a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
He's the greatest worker in the history of the business, okay?
Yes.
So, he's the greatest worker, you know why? Because he's never been in the ring, he doesn't know fuck all about being in the ring.
Right.
He's never drawn any money, he's never had a good match, and yet he can judge matches, he knows so much, and people in the industry... They act and think this guy knows what he's talking about. He can judge a match, even though he's never actually been in the ring. He's the best worker in the history of the fucking business.
So what?
He is.
Because so he shouldn't. He can't talk about it because
he's never. No, exactly.
He's never drawn any money.
He's never had a good match.
Well, I'm glad we're talking to Al Snow then.
Bye, Addy. So Al Snow making a guest appearance on the show.
He's going to give someone. He's going to give someone a head. Did you hear, by the way, by the bye, that the Night of the Champions, in terms of their pay-per-view buys for the Night of the Champions?
13,000?
48,000.
Okay, 48. Okay.
Down from Battleground's 90,000.
Wow.
Which means they lost more pay-per-view buys.
They lost 42,000 pay-per-view buys.
And gained 31,000 network subscriptions.
At less money.
Yes.
Holy shit.
So they went down, 48,000 pay-per-views, and only gained back, at best, 31,000 of those people.
Do you remember the Red Rooster gimmick? Do you remember the gimmick? It's a good gimmick, then.
What gimmick?
The Red Rooster gimmick. You remember that gimmick, right? You don't forget that. You remember it, right?
Yeah.
Then it was a successful gimmick.
It was successful. So the network is a successful gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember it.
We should kick Al Snow.
You know what I love about that? Okay, so let's talk about...
Al, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get him out of here. Let's talk about... Okay, so 23,000 people were buying it previously at $12.99. And now the price, because to reward those 23,000 people, we're going to make them pay $9.99 now.
Well, only got 23,000 because it was so expensive.
Yes. Well, and what was... No, it wasn't that it was so expensive, I think.
I'm being sarcastic.
It was that...
Facetious, even.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I also have gas.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's what that is. I'm just curious. So, what is it you think they could do if anything.
Well, this is coincidentally that you're asking me because earlier you and I decided
yes
that we would each bring five things to the table they could do to turn the network around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you,
we could.
You
do
want
that.
Me to go with mine?
Yeah. So what?
Involve Speed Force.
No. Well, we'll each go with one. You'll start with your number five, and I'll start with mine. I wrote mine down. How about
good.
You?
No.
Now, we'll go you, and then I'll go twice, and then you'll go. You know, so back and forth, because otherwise you'll steal all mine. But I do have to say this. So they're not making much money. They're losing money. They're going to continue losing money for. Are they in trouble?
No, they have enough money to last the next 6 billion years. Merchandise sales were
here's
up.
I just want to say this. If you're a new listener, and I hope you're having a good time with us. But a lot of the stuff, we're like more than pretty much any other show ever. If you're not, you miss a lot of inside jokes.
You
got to go back in the archives and start listening. You got to.
We
promise you'll still enjoy them.
We are a weekly episodic podcast.
We really are. yeah. You know what? If I had the energy, I'd do a best of so people could catch up that way, but I won't because it's a lot of work.
I heard that.
A lot of work.
A lot of work.
So anyways.
But no, I think...
All right, let's get into this.
So the first thing, I mean, and the unfortunate part, the first... I don't say turn the network around necessarily in terms of all of these ideas, but what's going to help cut their losses, quite frankly. But I think, it's easy to say it's harder to do now because again they're morons and they fucked themselves over with this thing. But I mean, the first thing, the simplest solution to me is the price.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, what's wrong with $12.99 as a price? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with $12.99 is they put millions of dollars into fucking $9.99 commercials. They've got $9.99 is probably the third most overact in their company. Signs, you know, it's just something we said once.
Yeah,
but once. I mean the chants, all that bullshit. It's. $9.99. So to pull away from $9.99 is they can't do it yet because they have to stop mentioning $9.99 until fucking like after WrestleMania, and then they can change.
Well, see, I don't think they actually can go anytime soon to anything more.
Yeah,
and it's because you have Netflix is already was it is going up.
Yes,
but it was cheaper than $9.99. When people are signing up, I was signing up $7.99, and you're gonna have CBS and here in Canada you'll have Show Me, and you have all these different products. They're gonna be $9.99 or less.
And that costs so, the money, right? Show Me,
money, Show Me
the money.
Yes, yeah, the big Show Me.
They call you the big show.
Show Miz.
Show Miz.
Show Me, you're going to this CBS, and you get these different ones. This is the idea. Now, the fact is that this is how everybody sees the future, and it makes sense, because you're getting rid of the cable company.
Right.
Cable companies or internet providers will become even more powerful. There's more money to be made there. People need even better service from there, and that's the future. And the theory is you're cutting out the middleman, which is the cable provider,
right.
And going directly to the networks, and that's great, and everybody thinks this. WWE Network might actually be proof that this is not yet viable. And there's something to be said for that. I mean, we are seeing a shift. We're seeing iTunes, for instance, is losing a lot of money. It's going to probably go out of business, except for unless they change their...
They have to shift.
I mean, right now you can be a service content provider for things like our show. And if you're not subscribing on iTunes, please
What
do.
The fuck is wrong with you?
but the thing is again, Spotify and TuneIn and RDO is probably the best one, actually.
They went to...
These ones are...
Well, they're going to jail, for what they did, the Spotify's.
What?
Sick people.
What?
They're Spotifiles.
RDO is probably the best one of these. And the idea is you're going to
pay... I like his book, The Death of WCW, RDO Revens.
You can pay $10 a month, and you can build your own playlist, and you have access to, you know, 50,000 songs or 100,000 songs, wherever it is.
Are we on
you
that?
Can download them. Yes.
Oh, good.
Actually, we're not. Not that. But I get us on that.
Should.
But
since you're promoting it so heavily, go there. We're not there, but go there. Well, that's a piece of shit then.
No, but it's great. You can listen to whatever album you want. You can download it for $10 a month to your phone.
For $9.99?
Yeah. You know, and you can build your playlist. You can listen. And you no longer have to pay $1 a song. Why pay $1 a song when you can have access to that and everything else for $10 a month, $120 a year? You can save money. That's the same concept as that's why iTunes is going to go out of business. Everything shifts, and it shifts so quickly in this day and age.
Yeah.
And it's the same concept as a Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix, though, is being hammered right now on the stock exchange, and that's because people are announcing, like, HBOs and your CBSs and your Show Me's and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I heard.
So all of a sudden, everyone's nervous that they're going to lose their percentage of the pie, which they might. So, I mean... But the point being, sitting there talking about why can't they go to $12.99, as long as like a general price range is set, they can't be higher than it. Even if they are offering specific content to hardcores, they don't want to reach the hardcores. Their point is they need to reach the masses.
They do. But
they can't do that right now.
The other part of it is...
Well, they marketed the shit out of $9.99.
No, but they didn't. Not to their... They did, but they marketed the shit out of this network to people that are already watching the show.
Yeah.
They're hardcores. Because that's all that's watching right now are fucking hardcores. There is no casual fan watching Raw on Monday. It doesn't exist.
We're going to get into... I have something similar.
I just want to say one thing to that is you're talking about with the Show Me and
RDO.
And the RDOs.
Most people
and the,
should no, get both of those.
But the...
I'd like to still have a job.
The CBS and the...
HBO's
and shit.
Everybody else.
It doesn't... To me, that's when you're saying WWF Network might not be proof that it doesn't work, I disagree with that only because if you had a specific television show, let's say, on... Let's say ABC. Let's call it Grey's Anatomy. The Grey's Anatomy Network. And it's all fucking Grey's Anatomy all the fucking time, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, you could... You know, in a similar situation, let's say you get 1 million subscribers to the fucking Grey's Anatomy Network, okay? Now, I don't even know if the show's still on. I saw a commercial for it the other day, so I assume it's still on. But nobody talks about it. It's not the thing anymore. So you would get, like, 100,000 people to fucking subscribe to this Grey's Anatomy Network. WWF is shit right now. They've had no buzz for years.
Yeah. We'll get there.
But that's what I'm saying is when it's saying it's proof that this kind of concept doesn't work, no, it's proof that when you're not hot, it don't work.
Okay, well, but I'm just going to say one of the things about the $9.99, because this is one I had on my list, and I'm actually deleting this because you reminded me of another one that was going to be on my list, and you've already brought this up.
You're welcome.
And mine was actually just be consistent.
Be consistent. Yeah.
C.
You.
You.
Next
what is
Tuesday?
It?
See you next.
Be you consistent?
Be consistent. Consistent.
So... I wonder how many people sit there going $9.99. They show up and go, "What? 6 months? What? Or $12.99? You lied to me. Fuck you." And they go,
"Nah."
I think it happens.
Hey.
You're not consistent. It's you're off. You pushed.
Well, now they are though.
Now they are. But you pushed your message so hard that seems like they're being dishonest. And I don't think they can. Mm. I don't think they have enough goodwill within. Their fan community
enough
to be able to get away
goodwill?
With anything.
How about any goodwill?
Exactly. So
Daniel Bryan right. last year.
Yeah. All right. Diversify is on my list. And basically what I'm talking about is they do a really poor job of... Like, they had the people from NXT on
Once.
Yeah, like, you have NXT, you have the different shows, you have the countdown. You don't do a good job of weekly letting people know in through different methods what is on here and promoting the overall experience. You promote the pay-per-view, and you might promote something like rivalries right after Raw.
Something right after Raw, yeah.
You don't and it's like, oh, you watch it that one time. You don't make it sound like it's an on-demand product, and like it has enough content that people will think this is worth their time. So if you haven't booked a pay-per-view that's strong enough, all of a sudden people have no reason to get that network, not really understanding.
Yeah.
And they can say, you know, you can watch all the Raws and all the Nitros, even though it's bullshit, and say, I'll watch them all. But what they need to do is let people know that there is a full network, different programming, different shows, they're updating it, and they're keeping going. And they need to do this, but they have to be careful how they do it, which we'll get to one of my points later. But, yeah, I mean, the idea is NXT will next, they'll next hear about it right before NXT, the next special.
Yes.
In November. Until then, you won't hear a damn thing. And that's foolish.
It is. It's very much foolish. And, I mean, I look at my next point that kind of goes hand in hand with what it is, and it has to do with their promotion of it,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you said, they mentioned at one point all of the pay per views are on there,
yeah.
But and then it's immediately after Raw, go to the network and watch this,
yes,
and that's all they've done.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, a couple times I think maybe they've said, like, coming up this Tuesday or coming up this week is this, right? But very rarely and not consistently. And what I think they need to do, we talked since it's fucking started, which has got to be, like, 3 years now, maybe,
mm-hmm.
that 3 hours is too damn long.
Yes, it is.
Use that hour. Use an hour of it. And promote your network.
And I understand you are afraid of people not tuning in.
Right.
And losing. But then again, ratings don't matter so much. And if you do it in the right way, you won't lose a ton of ratings.
You don't have
because
to
you
do
can
it.
Have good product, too, on the network. Because the thing is, a large point. Could it be better? Do you fuck some things up? Sure. Is it largely good product, though? This the first-run product that you have on there? Generally.
Well, one of the things, yeah, it is generally, and one of the things that they did when Classics on Demand came out, and they pushed the shit out of it, and they showed, like, they had, like, an in history here, where they say, like, this week in history, you know, Jerry Lawler beat Kurt Hennig for the, you know, AWA title, or blah, 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 whatever it was, or Kurt Hennig beat Jerry Lawler, or blah, whatever,
yeah.
you know, and it was, like, this whole thing, and it's like, watch it now on Classics on Demand, and it was getting to be, I mean, because, again, Raw was shit. So this was like a 10-minute segment that was one of the best parts of
Yeah, if you showed
Raw.
Me highlights from an old match that you can see the whole thing, you showed me 10-minute highlights
yeah.
of the 10 minutes of highlights of the Bret Hart versus David Boy Smith from there.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Just take the time on Raw and if you have a 2 out of 3 falls match between Sami Zayn and Cesaro and it's on NXT, show it from NXT. Just show the full match.
Yeah, this.
Go
yeah.
ahead. Just say, this is the action that's on there. Sure, it's smaller and sure, it's not the same production.
People are
and
talking
people,
about this match, though,
but,
and you need to see it on
but,
Raw.
And they've never done this well. They didn't do this when they would have great matches on Velocity and they wouldn't mention on a Raw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they maybe mention in passing and commentary, hey, Jimmy Wang Yang and Jamie Noble had the match of the year, or Nunzio had the match of the year.
Yeah.
You know?
Akio and, Billy Kidman. But no, it was
like,
Paul
but that's
London.
It.
You know?
But yeah, but so they've never done this well. But I mean, there's no reason you cannot show that match Cesaro and Zayn. Even show it now, the 2 out of 3 falls, or the match from the first takeover, and have a 20-minute block in your show, and just show it live in the
arena.
Here's
a brilliant
idea.
It's
so great, and it's great wrestling. You have to really trust that people will take it. And if some people change the channel, that's fine. Because if you're willing to lose a few people who change the channel, you might get some more back who really enjoy the wrestling action, and you might also get some people to buy the network when they find out that's what's on there.
And you might learn something, too.
Yeah.
But I think, here's a crazy idea. Fucking run that match on the go-home before the fucking Hell in a Cell when it was 2 out of 3s.
Yes, exactly.
With Ziggler and fucking Cesaro, right?
And how about just a weekly update? Here on this week on NXT, 5 minutes saying,
yeah.
You know how you see the Raw rebound, the SmackDown... You
from
know.
The pages of the WWE Network.
Uh-huh.
Here's update, right?
And here's what's happening.
Yeah, and use it. I mean, use that hour. I mean, you don't have to even use, like, a specific first hour.
No, just
you can
space it out
and put it through. But you need to be better constantly hammering at people over the head with the network.
No, not hammering. Present it. This is my number one thing. You got to stop trolling your audience.
Yes, there is that. I mean,
this is my number one point why they think they're heel. The $9.99 is, as why you say it's the most over? It's a heel thing.
It's a big heel, exactly. The biggest heel in the company is $9.99.
People are sick of hearing it, and the way that you insult your audience when you're talking about, oh, you know, you could have gotten this. You paid full price for the pay per view.
Yeah,
you fucking retard. Idiot.
Yeah,
you know the way that you sit there and. You know, you're constantly dropping the $9.99 instead of just mentioning it once. If you had a graphic that fell across the screen saying $9.99 this month, catch this content, and it was just a graphic saying Legends House.
I think you should have
Diva,
a thing down the bottom that goes $9.99 motherfuckers, and just keeps going.
Survivor Series.
$9.99 motherfuckers.
Rivalries, just showing, like, and it was just quick, and you did that twice a show. That's enough.
Yeah.
Like, you are constantly trolling your customers. You ever go into a store? Like, you walk in, and the salesperson's all over you, and you just want to leave?
Yeah.
And you ever go into a store, and people just say hi, and if they're aloof, and they don't, you get the feeling they don't want to serve you, you don't stay. If they're all over you, and you get the feeling they're just trying to make the sale, and they don't want to listen to you, you don't want to stay.
Yeah.
It's about being, the customer service is about presenting, I'm here to serve you if you need me. And that's, they are the guys who, we used to have a game we used to play, there was a mall here, and it used to have an entrance from the gap into the mall if you wanted to come in through there. And the goal was to see if you could make it all the way through the gap without running. You could walk as fast as you want without having two people get in your way and try and sell you something.
Yeah,
it was impossible.
Yeah.
And none of us ever wanted to shop there, though, because they were so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. You go into a store and somebody's all over you and the hard sell kills you.
Yeah.
They got to stop trolling their audience.
They do. Because it's easy. They
gotta
be
stop
easy.
Stop being angry at them for not getting the network.
Yeah, here's the benefit, right? That's the whole thing.
That's the benefit
to you. We know you're a wrestling fan because
you're watching
wrestling. So you want to see some more wrestling? Or do you want to hear about this story when this happened? Or, you know, you want to know why this person is like how they are? You know what, on the network, we're going to have a Bray Wyatt documentary.
Yeah.
So we can learn about really what's making this guy tick. You know what? I'm interested in what's making him, like, I'm Michael Cole right now. I'm interested in what makes this guy tick. I'm going to tune in the network. You want to see that? Tune in the network Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
Done.
Or watch anytime on demand. Debuting at 8 o'clock, anytime on demand.
Yeah. And
that's
it.
And
well, no, but you go, I want to see it. It's on at 8 o'clock at Tuesday. And then JBL goes, and you know what? If you're busy that day, you know, it's going to be on demand too, right, Michael? Absolutely, you're right. It's going to be on demand
right now.
Even
this is probably
so,
too much.
You know?
You're like, you got to be really, you don't have to.
No, but that's after you do the video package of it. I mean, it's
trust
but that's
me.
But that's the wrestling sell that they'll do for like a pay-per-view and stuff. They can say if they're promote or even a SmackDown.
In the day when you talked about the from the pages of WWE magazine.
Yeah.
Well, they used to have a Royal Rumble update, a Survivor Series update.
Yes.
They didn't
say to me, Royal Rumble report.
Yeah, they didn't say to you, this is what it is. It's costing $39.99. Get it, or you're an idiot. This is what's on there. You're an idiot if you don't get it.
No.
These are the people in the Royal Rumble. All they promoted was the match.
Yeah.
That's what made me want to watch it.
Yeah.
They promote who was on those Survivor Series teams. They promote that Hogan was with Bam Bam Bigelow and whatever. And you reminded me who was there.
Yeah.
And that was all you needed to do. The product itself, if I knew about it, I would find the way to get it. You don't have to fucking stop trolling.
And you know what's funny? When you say that, because
you kill them.
I put a
you
huge
kill the desire. It's like, I'm interested in watching Survivor Series. I'm not going to watch it because fuck you guys.
And you know what's funny is, you know, they say those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
I have four words for you.
Okay.
You want the house.
Exactly.
The whole point of In Your House wasn't that Shawn Michaels is fighting Double J, or that Diesel is fighting Sid, or that Savio Vega is fighting Clusterfuck. It's that this show is $14.99.
Yep.
That was the whole point of In Your House. It's a great action of wrestling. WWF brings you great for $14.99. It's $14.99. In Your House is this Sunday, $14.99. It's $14.99. Who's wrestling? Wrestling gets $14.99. Who gives a fuck? Right? Like, yeah, that was, I mean, they had matches, and they did tell you what the fucking matches were, but
it wasn't the promotion.
The promotion was you could buy this for $15.
And nobody bought it.
Nobody bought it.
But when they started presenting matches, people gave a shit about it.
And they raised the price, and more people bought it because they stopped talking about the fucking price.
And you presented something people wanted to see. So, what else you got? How many have you done? I've done two.
I don't know, like eight.
I know. That's it. I'm thinking, just throw this out. And it gets back down to you talk about it again. It is about the booking. You got to fix the goddamn booking. Look, the truth is that if this product was $9.99, if you said the WWE Network, the pay-per-views and great other content, and you had a great product that I wanted to see, even if you didn't tell me where it was or how I could get it or how much it cost, I would find out myself. Not only that, but I would sit there, I'd come into work and go, fuck, Raw was late last night. You guys should start watching this product. It's a lot of fun. I'm getting in the network. It's only $9.99. And the word of mouth would spread. And that's what happened back in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And the fact is, you don't need to sit there and everything comes back to presenting a product we give a shit about.
Yes.
And if you're not presenting, I don't care how cheap it is. If you're giving me a pay-per-view for $10, but I don't care about watching it, I'm not going to order it. And that's what it's come down to.
But that's what's going to draw this network. I mean, the 731,000 or whatever the fuck people, those are the people, quite frankly, like me.
Yeah.
Will watch, that's almost done watching all the Nitros. And will watch the network, you know, a few times a week.
Yeah.
Whereas most people, the way you're going to get to this whole thing is that it's $10 pay-per-views. You just have to have this, you just happen to have this thing on your PlayStation or on your Xbox's app that is there and is going to cost you $9.99 a month, so you can go in and watch the pay-per-views once a month.
The thing is, you're presenting the product you're presenting now. $9.99 is, you're presenting it $45 less than what it was for HD, so you think people should get it. The truth is, people would be willing to pay $45 a month.
Yes.
You would have had 2 million people paying $45 a month during the Attitude Era, in 1999, for a network.
Oh, yeah.
Because the product was hot, and people gave a shit about the stars.
Yes.
People gave a shit about... If people care enough, you have 2 million people.
It. Yeah, if you become...
Right? It wouldn't matter if it was 99, it wouldn't matter if it was today. If the product it was enticing enough for those people that they needed more and they wanted to see this shit, they would pay this price or double this price.
Yeah.
So that's not the issue. The issue at the end of the day is you got to give people superstars and angles, and you got to give them entertainment they're willing to pay for.
Well,
because you know what? It's only $9.99, but I can also go watch a movie.
That goes back to...
I can order a movie on demand for $6 or $5 and do the same.
That
goes
back to promotion, because Superstars is on the network. Just people don't really know about it.
True.
So...
But again, that's about telling people that they don't know about it. No. That's a mistake.
Well,
Main Event's on the network. You should let people know.
The fact that Superstars even exists is a mistake. But, I mean, you would cut costs.
Yeah.
I mean, who gives a fuck about Superstars?
I don't know if it's making them any money internationally.
I wouldn't. Well, not that you couldn't just swap it with a Main Event, and who's going to fucking know?
Yeah.
You know?
But, again, maybe you want to provide some exclusive wrestling content for the network. Fine. Provide some good stuff and let people know.
It's called NXT.
Yeah, but even if it is Sheamus versus Bo Downs, at least let us know. At least let us know.
Well, they do that on Main Event. They do, like, Main Event and SmackDown, they are still giving the whatever the main events are. They may not actually happen, but like the Mark Henry on Miz TV.
That's right.
They said Main Event and it ends up being on SmackDown. But I mean, they do at least every Raw, they are giving you tomorrow night on Main Event, this is what's happened. This is one thing.
You don't promote... There's one thing, but you don't give an idea of the show.
I'm just saying. So, that's what they do, at least do that. But, I mean, again...
Because I didn't even notice it. Of course, then again, my way of watching Raw is by skipping most of it.
Yeah.
Because most of it's skippable.
Yes.
And which again comes down to, like, good product, which comes down to another
that's
one of my points.
That's the number one, but that's, to me, that's the biggest point.
I mean, which comes down to overexposure, right? I mean, and this is difficult because this is where they're making the majority of their money is on
the
rights freeze.
Which will more than double in the next five years.
Sure. But But the thing is that they're making the money on the rights, so you think, oh, you can't cut back from doing the 5 hours of free TV. Man, you give me 5 hours of free TV, why would I pay a single cent?
Yeah.
I mean, you give me John Cena versus Seth Rollins on main event the night after you give me Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose, and I feel like it's a wash.
Yeah.
And so why would I possibly, and I understand that you can't get rid of the rights freeze. On the other hand, you're not going to lose much more in your ratings, and you're not going to go down. When I say don't overexpose, that means don't fucking shoot the same matches. Goldust versus the Usos on TV has literally happened in one version or another over the last 3 months 13 times. And that was,
you know what my guess was going to be? 93,173.
Well, 175, including these last two.
That's classes last week, yeah.
No, but it literally has happened 13 times.
Yeah.
How are you possibly going to get people to pay a dime to see that match?
Yeah, on Hell
in a Cell. And that was my favorite match on Hell in a Cell, actually. It's a good match, but how are you possibly going to do it? So when I talk about overexposure, I'm not talking, we're talking about things like using that extra hour to do other things. We're talking about the fact you have 60 people on your roster,
yeah,
and probably 20, 35 of them I've seen maybe once or twice over the last 3 months. If you're rotating, if you're not putting all the stars on Raw every single week, if you're not putting, sometimes you're putting them on different shows, you're rotating them
matches,
you're rotating, you're making new stars, you're getting new people over, you're spreading your product out. It's about TV exposure and the exposure of your stars. It's not just about goddamn being on TV 5 hours a week.
Well, what it is,
at the end of the day, if you save the big matches and you expose more guys, you have more options for putting on a pay-per-view that people may fucking care about.
So what your suggestion for helping the network, if I can understand correctly, is to expose more guys.
Well, you know, the thing is about the WWE, exposure has been a problem ever since Naked Midian was there.
Yeah.
And then it was a bigger one, obviously, at Kelly Kelly.
I mentioned I'm a cunt. Mm.
And an asshole.
Yeah. If I turn it around. But I just look at the fact that it's
you do nothing with a Tyson kid by having him come out there, be at Natty's ringside once, lose to Jack Swagger, and then disappear.
Yes.
It's about knowing how to, then meanwhile, giving away the match that should be between your top heel and your babyface with no build.
Right.
Like, you know.
Well, you've got that, you've got, exactly, you've done that,
How many times has Sheamus taken on Miz? How many times? Like, all of this stuff. It goes back to the booking. Mm. Stop overexposing your product. And your
Slow it down. Move it around.
How many times in the last 6 months do you think they haven't opened Raw with a talking segment?
Well, once or twice? If they haven't, maybe, yeah, 3-4, yeah.
If that. Why sometimes isn't it a brawl backstage? Why sometimes isn't it a match?
I watched a Nitro where the NWO had already come out and destroyed. I think it was like the High Voltage and High Voltage and the Faces of Fear or something. That they'd already laid them out. They were laid out in the middle of the ring. The NWO was standing strong. People were already throwing debris into the ring. And they're opening Nitro.
And it got your attention.
Yeah. And Tony Schiavone afterwards is funny. He's like, well, fans, we had this match to get the crowd warmed up. We call it a dark match was happening. And all of a sudden this happened, right? And
you know what? It got your attention. It got you talking. And made you feel like you aren't seeing the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
As it is right now, I know I'm going to open with a talking match. I know the women's match is about going to happen at the same time.
Yeah.
I know the tag team match is about going to happen at the same time. Everything's so
now
stale.
Nitro did come into that pattern too because
once
Piper or just when the NWO got there right before Piper got it was like and I on every Nitro that I've seen for since like September I think on September October November December I would assume the last segment is Hogan talking.
Yes, I know they got into those patterns and that's the thing is I just finished reading Death of WCW by R.D. Reynolds and Brian Alvarez 10th anniversary
RDO.
Remastered or something like that, or whatever, 10th anniversary.
Digitally remastered.
Anyways, the point is,
it's on Blu-ray.
It's good book. And but you look at all the things they did that put this company out of business, like devaluing the titles and overexposing certain guys and all this stuff, and you're like, check, WWE's doing this now. Check, WWE's doing this
yeah.
now. Check, WWE's doing this now. And they don't have a competition for people to turn to.
No, thank you, WCW, Dean Ambrose.
But you're fucking it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the booking, get rid of things like the bunny. Nobody cares about that. And yeah. And you know.
The midget bull and the fucking alligator.
Yeah, nobody, that doesn't work. Get rid of that. Don't be silly. And don't devalue your titles. No. I mean, Jesus Christ, don't devalue your titles.
Don't continue to devalue your
titles. Yeah, and don't overexpose the guys, and don't do the even Steven booking. And tell you the truth, 60 people on the roster, you probably could have even 20 more, but rotate them more.
Yeah, just rotate. And, I mean, you're only paying them $500 a week, so yeah. I mean, it should be easy to get more. But
yeah.
But there's lots of things to do, and we'll continue to talk about these as we go along. But the fact is that the network is a bust. It's going to be in England, in the United Kingdom there, in some point in November.
Whose bust are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. We can talk about yours.
Huh? It's the biggest in the industry.
It is. It is. I'm a cunt. Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for this week. We've got almost 2 hours of wackiness. I mean, we kept talking about how there was nothing to talk about in the weeks previously, and
there's so much
questions, and today it just all kind of came down at once. So,
well, the thing is, again, you talk about something like the network. We could do a 2-hour show just on that, obviously.
Yeah.
And the things that we're talking about, there are things that are possible.
Yes.
And that's the thing is, and it's not something that necessarily has to destroy your current wrestling.
No.
It's stuff you couldn't have waited until after the show to drop that in the garbage can and make that noise.
No.
No, too.
We're live, big man.
Fuck. Again, we're not talking about doing things that are, we don't want to see them destroy the current TV product in order to, I think there's this attitude like, you can only be successful in the network or the TV. You can't do both.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you can.
No, and they
you
don't.
Just got to be a
they
lot
haven't
smarter.
Figured out, yeah, and they haven't figured out really anything about it. It's television. It's like,
and they're always changing the behind the scenes people in the network, and that doesn't help either.
Yeah, no shit. It's how many network people in charge. We've probably had like 5 people in charge of the network in like the last year.
Yeah,
you know, it's just brutal.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is the whole thing. They have a silo vision where it's like we got to be all about the network and we got to be all about TV. When the answer is you actually have to collaborate the two.
Yeah. And the way they do their booking, like, I was into the idea of Brock Lesnar not being there and the title being defended less,
yeah.
And it's obviously not working because of how they're doing things.
Exactly. It's not that that can't work. It's not that less can't be more, but it's not being treated that way.
It's
but
not
the
being
thing
done
is,
right.
Again, I keep talking about it, the title isn't, the champion isn't on Raw, and I don't even notice.
Yeah, because
don't
of how
even
they do
notice.
It. That's how they do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So we are WeTalkWrestling.com is our website. You know, we had a record month is October.
Again.
Best month yet. So we thank everybody for that. We're at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter.
Yeah,
again,
fuckers.
That continues to grow. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We are on iTunes until it goes out of business. We're on Stitcher. We're on the TuneIn Radio app. We're on RDO.
Not yet.
Oh, no. By the time anybody listens to this...
Doesn't really do podcasts yet, but it's everything's rotated.
What fucking good is that?
Music?
Sounds like a useless device. Is there wrestling on it? Why would anybody get this? There's no wrestling on it.
There's no wrestling. Why pay your $9.99?
Yeah. What is...
Hey, it's free. It's just $9.99 if you don't want ads.
Oh. Oh, I see. Okay, it's free. Not just for the month of November.
No.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we're not on it, so don't go there.
Go there. That's a good product.
@WeTalkWrestling.com is the email address for us as well. So that's going to do it for this week. So our very special Halloween edition, and those numbers were scary.
Yeah, they were. OUT.
In the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
We off air?
Oh, yeah.
I just want to apologize for my behavior today. I'm sorry I called you names, and if I said anything that hurt your feelings.
Like what?
Fucker.
I'm a cunt.